Standing by with us here, we're going to be talking to Sarah Thompson. She's with the Test Kitchen, the food styling manager. She has nothing to do.
Yeah, with Taste of Home. So you're in Milwaukee, right? Aren't you?
That's right. We're right outside of Milwaukee.
Did you get some snow?
Yes, we had snow last night, which was really unfortunate. As we're talking about spring cleaning tips, and here we get snow.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of a weird topic that we're talking about spring cleaning, you know, things to do in your kitchen and things like that with snow on the ground, but eventually spring will be here, right?
It'll be here eventually, yes.
So where do we begin?
All right, well, there are a lot of things. Let's just start going through the list of things that we can keep in mind to spruce up our kitchens, to keep organized in the kitchen. We have a lot of ideas at Taste of Home, so we'll start with you know, your bottled and your canned goods that you have in your cabinets. You can actually keep expired canned products as long as the can is intact and not damaged. You can keep these things, but just keep in mind the mantra: when in doubt, throw it out. So, you know, if you have a use-by date or a best-by date on the can, if it's, you know, a year old or so, it's probably a good idea to toss it. But I would say that you want to check with your local food bank to see if they accept expired canned goods. Some do and some don't. So
okay.
you want to check that out.
There you go. I do, you know, and I do that all the time. You know, I kind of go by that motto and, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, buttermilk was one, you know, and I went, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to go.
It's chunky, it's not pouring out.
That's how you know.
I found
a
yogurt that was 2 years old in the back of the fridge. I didn't even try to open that.
No.
That was not good.
Bad.
Oh, yeah, the fridge is a great place to start. And then, you know, look at the bottles of oil that you have, a half-used bottle of sesame oil or a box of cake flour. Or if you have a package of dry milk powder that, you know, these things still may be good. You don't have to toss them. You can go to tasteofhome.com and use our advanced recipe search to find recipes that you can use these odds and ends with. And just last night I did a search for the dry milk powder on the advanced recipe search, and it came up with edible Play-Doh, which is kind of cool. It's a cup of milk powder, a cup of peanut butter, and a cup of honey. And I think this would be a great thing for people to do with their kids in the kitchen when they're home during spring break. So there are options for you to use up these things that you have in your cabinets that are not expired but half eaten.
Yeah, you know, you use it for one recipe and then it sits there forever,
exactly.
You know?
Yep, exactly.
No, I always talk to, whenever I talk to a chef about food and recipes and all that, we end up talking about doing like a riff off of something. And the reason why you end up looking at a recipe and going, well, I'm not going to do it exactly the way it's written down because maybe you don't have all the ingredients and you have to substitute all the time.
Right.
So, yeah, what a great way to get through the ingredients that are in your house already, yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, when you open up a box of pasta or grains, dried beans or rice, you know, you want to be sure to put that in a food-grade, airtight storage container so that your food is going to stay fresh and that you keep, you know, keep your cupboards organized and looking good. So, you know, spring cleaning is also all about getting organized in the kitchen. So that's another tip that you can do is put those foods into containers. And then, of course, baking soda. When we think about baking soda, usually we've got, oftentimes we have a expired box of baking soda in our cabinet, and we know we can't use that for baking because over time it loses its effectiveness with baking, but you can use it as a magic ingredient to clean your pots and pans. It's a natural ingredient for that, and so you just want to sprinkle that into the pan, add a little bit of water, make a paste, and scrub that around, and that'll help get your pots and pans clean. So you can use the baking soda in that way if it's expired as well.
Never thought of that either.
So, right. It can, you know, you can sprinkle it in the drain and have a freshener for your garbage disposal. Add a little bit of vinegar in there, and that'll help clean that up too. So and make it smell better. So that's good.
There you go. Hey, are you a labeling freakazoid, Sarah?
You know what? I am not. No, but I can appreciate those who do label. Do you do that with your...
You know, we started a little bit on that. We don't want to go like ballistic, but I know that there's times where it's the only way. You need, if your system, whatever your system is in your kitchen is not working, you got to change the system.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Get organized. Just take the time on the front end to get organized and figure out your system, and that's going to help you in the long run. And you can do that with spices. You know, spices can keep for up to 18 months, but really you don't want to keep them any longer than that. And if you've got, you know, spices and herbs that are losing their color or they've lost their flavors, you want to get rid of those. And when you buy new ones, you can label those on the bottom of the container or the top of the lid to help you remind yourself how old they are so that you can go through those and keep them fresh and tasting good.
Yeah, so. we got into that. And the reason why is if you become a gardener, you have to become a labeler.
Right.
And so
that's true.
You get, yeah, herbs and all that. You have rosemary and thyme and lemon thyme, and so you got to do something. And so you're a label nut all of a sudden, whether you want to be or not.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And segue, speaking of nuts, you know, when you a lot of people keep the almonds in their walnuts, pistachios in their cabinets, but a really good place to store the nuts is in your freezer, because the fats in the nuts can go rancid. So if you're not going through the nuts very quickly, keep them in the freezer and keep them labeled and organized in there. But then you can pull them out when you need to use them and keep the rest in there and keep them staying fresh. We have a lot of recipes at tasteofhome.com for using roasted nuts, and I always think, you know, we have one of my favorite cookies is a big and buttery chocolate chip cookie, and it uses roasted pecans, and you could replace those with any other nut. But, you know, take those out, roast those, and then you're good to go when you want to make that recipe. So,
oh, I'm so hungry now. I'm starving now. Yeah,
right.
No kidding.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
good
here's what you don't want to do, Stacey. You don't want to, because Sarah, you want to direct us over to your website. And when you go there, it is loaded with great looking food and great recipes on there. And you could be surfing for the next, you know, couple days.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of great Easter recipe ideas as well. So you want to check out tastefoam.com. And, you know, great photographs, great recipes from readers all across the country who are in the kitchen a lot and organizing their kitchen and keeping it clean as well this spring, hopefully. So.
How about
excellent.
That?
Yeah.
Sarah, you
That's
rock.
Great.
Thanks for all the info. And we'll get spring started here, whether it looks this way or not, with the snow on the ground. So.
You bet. Thanks, you guys. And the April-May issue of Taste of Home is on newsstands now, so go pick up a copy.
There you go.
Sarah, great. I have one question for you that
yes.
we don't have to include in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this as a subscriber. Where in the hell is that hidden item? Seriously.
What? Do you have problems finding that?
Every single month.
Man.
I am not joking.
Goodness sakes. Well, you know, look closely at the food. Look to the food. Look in those photos.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, those are fun, aren't they?
There's your clue.
No, they're not. Drives me insane.
Them. Really?
Oh, goodness.
We have talked to so many people from Taste of Home, and every time I will
really?
Ask a question, how do I find that stupid I don't,
oh
I don't want to win the contest. I just want to find it once on my own.
I love that we do that. We've been doing that for so long. And when I do talk to people when I'm out on the road and such, they love that. I think that's just a really fun thing. But I know it's frustrating. It can be frustrating.
It totally
I hear
is.
You,
Steve. But you know what? It's more than the recipes. It's like, I got to find that item.
She's on a mission.
I love it.
Oh,
well,
time.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Sarah.
And thank you, Sarah.
All
appreciate
right,
your time. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.